Can your fixed income stand the test of time? Markets change, but the role of fixed income shouldn't. That's why for more than 40 years, MFS has stayed true to our traditional approach. We call it essential fixed income. Find out more at mfs.com/fixed income.
Favorites and one of Paul's favorites.
We're just on a roll of people talking about how Connecticut's money is just being spent like crazy.
It's unbelievable.
One after the other.
You know, I tell you, this morning I started at 6 o'clock.
You're in a good mood.
And I have spent over $6 million already on nothing.
Len Susio joins us, Republican State Senator from Meriden. Hey, Len, good morning. That tolling study that came out. You know, the one that came out a couple of days ago, right?
Oh yeah, the bargain price tag of $24,000 a page.
So, folks, we're talking about. You may have seen this study, as Len mentioned.
Oh my God!
$2 million study, $2 million and change, to basically say a study that probably could have been done by a local college economics department or an engineering
department.
That's
what it should have
been done by. Well, yeah, but that cost $2 million, Len, for that study, and that came out to $23,391 a page, Len. They spend money like the people are ATMs. We're cash machines.
Yes, and by the way, that number is counting the cover and the back cover and the index. If you knock those out, it comes out to almost $25,000 a page.
You're kidding.
No.
You know something? I got to ask you something. Mm-hmm. You know what makes me furious? Here you are, and you've done a tremendous job, okay? And some of the ones that are doing it are not afraid to say something. I can't understand why you're not back there. You should be back there, and you will be back again. You wait and see.
Well, I will assure you of one thing, Brad. If you'll allow me, I'll certainly be very happy to be on your show, even as a public citizen as opposed to a state senator, and I will stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol. Because I found out, one of the surprises I found out when I got to the Capitol is much of what goes on at the Capitol, no one knows anything about.
Oh, absolutely. Len, you and folks like Len Fasano and Larry Caffaro and Themis Claridis, they've said that on my shows for a year. People have no idea.
No, and the press does a terrible job of covering it all. I mean, to be fair, the press doesn't have the staffing it used to have 20 years ago, so it's difficult. I understand that. Yeah. But there's no doubt that there's a lot that goes on at the Capitol that people would be shocked about if they knew the details of it. And again, it was an eye-opener for me being a state senator and watching what goes on behind the scenes. And I tried to expose some of that, like this report when they, as you know, the genesis of this thing was when the commissioner, the DOT commissioner, made a statement in front of the bond commission to convince them to spend $10 million on yet another study on top of it.
I couldn't believe that. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And when the commissioner testified to convince him to do that, he threw out this number of 3.5 cents a mile, and I thought, I'm on the Transportation Committee. I'm vice chair of it.
You never heard it.
Yeah. Where did that number come from? So I asked the commissioner the next day. He ignored me. I asked him three times by email, then I made numerous phone calls, didn't get any response. Finally, I issued a Freedom of Information Act request. That's how ridiculous it got. And it took him still three more months to give me the study to justify the 3.5 cents per mile. And by the way, I've been studying the study, and that number is going to apply to an extremely small number of people who use E-Pass and earn tolls. It's just the whole idea is to get out a ridiculously low number to convince the people of Connecticut, hey, it's not going to be so bad, 3.5 cents a mile, but a very tiny percentage of the commuters or the population is going to qualify for that. Most people are going to be paying a lot more than that.
You know something? We were going over some numbers, and I can't believe a woman works, okay, in Torrington, and she is going to have to pay close to $350
just to go to work.
To go to work.
A year.
Go to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't believe what's going to happen to some of the middle class in Connecticut.
Yep. And by the way, that is on the low side. I can tell you that because most people are going to be paying probably about, on the scenario they're talking about, at least 5 cents a mile. And so if you go 20 miles one way each day, that's $2 a day, $10 a week. That's 500 and change right there.
Yeah.
And that's only a 20-mile commute.
No, and Len, back to this study. You know, here's this study. It's done by an engineering firm, CDM Smith, out of Boston. Now, I don't besmirch any company that gets approached with business from any state to provide that service. I'm not, you know, a company charges what they will and they produce a study. But, Len, it's mind-boggling that with all the great minds we have in this state, with all the fine universities we have in this state, Yale, Wesleyan, UConn, Sacred Heart, UB, Quinnipiac, Eastern, with all the universities we have in the state, with all the academic minds we have in the state, with all the engineering background folks we have in the state, with all the folks who know transportation in the state, we couldn't have got this done internally with a neutral commission or a good broad base of people for less than $2 million?
Yeah, you make a great point, Paul. And by the way, this is the fourth study that's been done in the last 3 years. So since 2015, and there's been over 1,500 pages of studies done in the last.
How much?
1,500 pages.
And they still don't know what they're doing.
No.
And they still don't know what they're doing.
And Brad, those studies cost us about $4-4.5 million. So they still want to spend $10 million
on another
study.
On another study.
Yeah, I wonder what that's going to tell us.
Len, you know what this is like? This is like, you know, I think I can all speak freely here. You know, Eric's here, Brad, you, me. It's like that special exam that guys get once a year. You know what I mean? The doctor says, this is only going to hurt for just a second. Well, doc, why are you doing it five times? Didn't you get it right the first time? You know what I'm saying, Len? You got me here on this vibe. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I had a physical the other day. I'm still hurting.
But that's what the taxpayers, Len, in this state are getting.
That's right. God bless the taxpayers. You know something? This has become comical in a way. But it's become comical because it's so ridiculous.
It's a sad comedy.
Yes, sad comedy. And here we have supposedly intelligent people that we have elected, okay? And I am just waiting to see if the new governor is going to do what he said, especially on that special fund, because I'm not going to forget it. I was so thrilled when he was going to just save that special fund and not just spend it.
We'll see. Remember, he's saying when it gets into the transportation fund, it's going to be locked away.
Oh, but yeah. That's right.
They can intercept it before it gets into the fund. It's like going and saying, I'm not going to rob the bank. I'm going to rob the stagecoach that's delivering the money to the bank. So, basically.
Unreal. Well, I'm glad. You know what I'm glad? I'm happy that you are going to still join the two of us in the morning, okay?
All right, Len.
You did it. You did it the last time you weren't elected, and by God, we got some action.
And we'll get you back in there, Len.
Well, I'd love to go over in more detail with you someday the details of this, because the truckers are going to pay five times what commuters are paying.
Oh, there you go.
The truckers.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're going to love that.
Oh, they're going to be running over the state cars on the way out of Connecticut.
All right, Len Susio. Len, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great week.
Thanks, Len. Bye-bye. There you go. The truckers, Brad. Thanks, Len.